the 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April the 8th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemire.
And I'm Gift Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we continue looking at the coronavirus pandemic and what Zimbabweans are doing to curb its spread.
To join the show, it's unfortunate that you have to, come into the show via video. Because right now we are operating from our homes. But nonetheless, we wish to inform you that this is a pre-recorded program, and therefore you are unable to actually join us. So, but on radio, you can listen to this show on 909 meter more frequency, and on the 464060 and 15460 kHz wave.
And also remember, you can find us on the internet at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Yabukambe zulukanda balamhlanje siya dibana njalo ke kuhlelo lwe Diaspora Forum lapho nomzana uJonga Kandemire lapho sikhuluma khona ngokwehlukeneyo ke okukhangelane lomkhuhlane we coronavirus COVID-19. Siyakwazi ukuthi kwale Zimbabwe kulabantu abalitshumi lanye 11 asebebanjwe ngumkhuhlane lo. Kuse kusithi-ke umuntu oyedwa kwale Zimbabwe siyakwazi abantu ababili sebebulele umkhuhlane lo. Omunye usanda kubhubha, omunye selamaviki amathathu ebhubhile. Kodwa abantu lokho behlaba umkhosi besithi kungani khona ukutestwa kwabantu kungani okuhambe ngemfanelo. Nxa sikhangela-ke umhlaba wonke jikelele i-total number of cases ezikhona i-1,286,400 abantu asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. Kukhanya ke njalo ukuthi abantu abazinkulungwane ezedlula isikhombisa 70,400 balo mkhuhlane lo. Lapha kwele Melika abantu sebefika 337,900 kuzokuthi asebefile bayi 9,600. So ke umkhuhlane lo Jonga kukhanya lokhu umemetheka njalo lapha eMaryland siyabona ukuthi kunabantu abaningi ababanjwe umkhuhlane lo. Ikakhulu lapho kuhlala khona abantu asebekhulile ama-homes lawa atshiyeneyo khanya zani kulokhapho khona ngapho. Kodwa ke singasibuyela futhi koBulawayo kumbe Harare endaweni ezitshiyeneyo khanya kuzima foyinto
ndizvo zvo Gibbs wangu muZimbabwe iye zvino mane vanhu vanokwana kuita 11 chete 11 vabatwa nechirwere checovid-19 pavandiivawo vaviri vakashaya. Mumwe akashaya takaziviswa nezuro nehurumende akashayira kuBulawayo. Mumwe akashaya pava nemasvondo angaita matatu ashaya wekutanga Zororo Makamba. Saka idambudziko riri kubata pasi rose. Tichiona kuti pasi rose pari kunzi vanhu vanodarika 1,447,000 vabatwa nechirwere ichochi. Pava neivavo vanokwana kuita 83,400 kana kudarika 400 vafa nechirwere ichocho pasi rose. Muno muAmerica matiri sezvataurwa naGibbs chirwere ichocho chiri kuitawo mashura. Tinonzwa kuti pane vanhu vanodarika 399,000 muno muAmerica koitawo vanhu vanodarika vanoda kusvika vari kuma 12,900 something. Saa tingangoti kuma 13,000 vafa nechirwere ichochi. Nzvimbo zhinji dziri kunyanyowanikwa chirwere ichochi muno muAmerica. Tinonzwa kuti New York yaparadzwa. Tinonzwa tine zviri kuitika muNew York asi zvaakupindawo mune mamwe matunhu muna raNew Jersey. Muno muMaryland matiri tiri kunzwawo kuti munogara vakwegura, dzimba dzinogara vakwegura kana maold people's home, dambudziko iroro rinenge riri kuti wandei ikoko. Tinoziva kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vakawanda, mune zvakawanda zvamuri kuita kubatsira. Ndiri kunzwa some noise coming from the background. But ndikutaura kuti muno muZimbabwe kuAmerica nekunze kwenyika mudiaspora tine vana veZimbabwe vakawanda vari kubatsira kumusha kutsvaga zvikwanisiro zvingava mamaski, masanitizer, zvimwe zvese zvinodiwa kushandiswa kana kupfekwa nevanoshanda munyaya dzeutano. Saka ndo dzimwe nyaya dzatiri kukurudzirana kuti vanokwanisa ndapota tumirai zvinhu kumusha kutumira kumusha. Asi kwamuri musakanganwa kuti munge muri safe, makachengetedzeka. Tinoona muno vanoti the 6 feet apart, next day at home, zvinenge zviri kunzi zviri kubatsira. We hope that many Zimbabweans out there are taking that cue. Gibbs.
Yes, it seems as if some Zimbabweans in London are also being affected by this coronavirus COVID-19. Indications, Jonga, are that there are some Zimbabweans You've actually died in Britain. You know, recently, Zimbabwe lost a doctor who was at a local university in London. So this gentleman is a researcher. You know, he was researching on some of these diseases. So maybe he contracted COVID-19 while he was conducting some of these researches. So then we see that there are also some other Zimbabweans that are also finding it very difficult to live in that country because, you know, people have been locked down for a very, very long period of time. So when you look at South Africa, it's the same thing. Looking at other countries, people are saying, you know, they are facing a similar situation. Yebukambe Zuluganda basi abantu abantu abase Britane abantu bakwele Melika abantu bakwele Zimbabwe njalo umkhuhlane lo sibili ubathwalise nzima abanye bethukile ngoba bonthi impilo yabo ingamane ihluluzeke.
So far, Gibbs, we have our first guest, who is Dr. Frank Guni, based here in Virginia, in the United States of America. Dr. Guni is here on our show. And also, I think we are joined by, I'm not sure about the title, should be Dr. Rudolf Gumbo. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm mistaken. Yes, she's also about to join the show. So maybe we can start our show, Gibbs.
Yes, Dr. Kuni, we see that, some Zimbabweans... Anyway, welcome to the program. Sorry for not welcoming you. So anyway, we see that there are so many issues that are being faced by Zimbabweans living in different countries. So we know here in USA, you know, the numbers are going up and people are really anxious about what is going to happen to their lives. Back home, there's a similar problem, you know, like people don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. So give us your kind of, you know, take on this coronavirus, COVID-19.
Well, thank you for welcoming me, Mr. Dure.
Thank you.
So the COVID-19, as you know, is a global pandemic, which means it's a disease that has spread to every continent all over the world. And we are seeing the impact in Western countries more than we are seeing in developing nations. However, that doesn't mean that the epidemic is not spreading in developing countries, especially in our country, in Zimbabwe, for instance. We also know that one of the reasons why we are seeing high numbers in Western countries is because they are able to test huge numbers of people now, whereas in developing nations, they lack the capacity to test that many people. Therefore, the numbers that we see in developing countries are not reflective of how the epidemic is actually spreading amongst the populations, especially on the African continent and in Zimbabwe in particular. It just means that we are not yet able to test we are not able to test enough people in order to give a proper reflection of how the epidemic is spreading amongst the population. It also goes to speak to the fact that even though our numbers of death, especially in Zimbabwe, are still low, it does not necessarily mean that people are actually not dying. It just means that the numbers that we're able to confidently track and attribute to the virus are relative to our ability to test and confirm that so-and-so or this particular person was tested and confirmed to be positive to COVID-19. However, as testing becomes more available, especially in our country in Zimbabwe, you begin to see an upsurge in the number of people who test positive. And as time goes on, after 2 or so weeks from now, you begin to see the number of deaths increasing because it takes between 14 and up to sometimes 20, 30 days before we actually begin to see the impact of the epidemic on any given population. Just like we are seeing here in the United States, for instance, yesterday was one of the highest days we recorded, the highest number of deaths in areas like New York. We had over nearly 800 people who died just yesterday in New York. But what it actually means is that these people were infected sometime 2-3, some probably 4 weeks ago, but they're only dying now, which means that every country is lagging behind. We are trying to catch up with the epidemic. Therefore, the numbers that we are seeing are not reflective of what is happening right now. Let me conclude by saying there's also some good news, especially here in the U.S. or in other Western countries, where we are beginning to see the fruits of the efforts of social distancing, mass testing, and mass hospitalization, and the ability to mitigate the impact of the epidemic on the populations. We are beginning to see that new cases are beginning to show us that the social distancing is working, because we are not seeing hugely a number of new cases appearing all over the place, because a lot of people are on lockdown and they are staying at home, and I think that will help Zimbabwe as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Guni. Please do stay on the line. We want to try and bring in Dr. Gumbo. Just to stay on the line, Dr. Guni.
So I see that Dr. Kuni has actually cut the line. So maybe we are waiting for Dr. Gumbo to join us right now.
Yes, I can see that he is trying to join us, but I'm trying to bring her onto the show, but it's like she's not able to join now. Maybe I can bring back Dr. Kuni while we try to bring her to the show. I think Dr. Guni, many people are wondering whether this pandemic will end by the scientists finding medicine to cure it, or it will go on its own. What do you think?
Well, it's very clear that our only hope is a vaccine. Coronavirus is this COVID-19 is a part of the family of coronaviruses, which includes the common flu that we all know about. And as you know, there is no cure for flu. What we have are vaccines that help ameliorate the impact of the flu on individuals. That's why you see on an annual basis, people get vaccinations, which reduces the impact of the mortality rate of the flu. So I believe this is what is going to happen to the coronavirus. So the world's best hope is for us to come up with a viable vaccine that will be used on a worldwide scale. Otherwise, we have every reason to believe that this is going to continue, this epidemic is going to continue recurring on an annual basis, just like the flu. So in order for us to reduce the number of deaths in the future, we definitely need to have a vaccine in place. And of course, respiratory mitigatory measures that are being taken now are helping people. Some people survive. However, some people, depending on their pre-existing conditions, are unable to withstand the impact of the complications caused by the coronavirus infection, but ultimately, vaccine is the answer.
Okay. Gibbs, thanks for having us on Dr. Guni. Wakawanda, kuti chirwere ichi chichawanirwa mushonga here kana tichangopera chega, nekuti mazuva ari kupindana, vanhu vari kufa pasati pataurwa nyaya yemishonga. Saka ndezvimwe zviri kutyisa vanhu vakawanda, asi tinotarisira kuti nyanzvi dzekugadzira mushonga, masayendisi vanenge vachishanda vari kuseruko. Tiri kuedza kuti tinge tichipinza muchirongwa Dr. Gumbo. Asi ndiri kuona pane pari kuita dambudziko, nekuti ndinofanira kuvakoka vopinda pachirongwa patiri, but handisi kuwana mukana iwoyo. Ndiri kungoona chiso chava chichitiza. Also, tiri kuonawo pane mumwe mukoti ari muno muAmerica vanonzi muzvare Tsitsi Mandara. Vanga vari mukurwara mazuva ese apera vakabatwa COVID-19 musi wa27 March ndopa vakaziviswa maresults avo. Saka vanga vachigara vari muquarantine, ndofunga rinorava zuva ravo rechi15 kana 16 mushure mekunge vaziviswa nezve kuti vanga vaine chirwere ichocho. Saka tatakwanisa kuvabata kuti vange vachipinda muchirongwa tichitaurawo navo. Ndiri kuona vanenge vagadzirirwa kuti vanga vachitijoina. Saka ndo vamwe vanhu vatichatarisana navo tichinge tichipinda muchirongwa, so that we can hear from her what she went through after she was, after she tested positive for COVID-19. Todzoka kwamuri Dr. Guni, tiri kuona kuti dambudziko iri harisi kubata nyika dzinganzi dzisina kubudirira, riri kubata kana nyika dzakabudirira. Zvii zvingaitwa nevanenge vasina kubudirira, nyika dzisina kubudirira? Nokuti kana pacho vanhu vanoti zvichidai pamuti munyoro kwekuzoti kumuti wakaoma.
Idambudziko hombe. Tingati chikuru chaicho ndechekuti iwo malockdown arambe aripo, vanhu vasadzokera mukuungana. Kuungana kwevanhu ndio kunokonzera kuti vanhu vakawanda varambe vachitapurirana utachiwana, nokuti pari zvino taakuziva kuti utachiwana uhu vashoma vanenge vakahutakura, vanoratidza kuti vanahwo, aya anonzi masigns kana kuti masymptoms. Saka vanhu vanenge vachizvifambira zvavo, vakawanda vazhinji vacho vanotofuura kana kuma70% vanobatwa neutachiwana uhu, asi havarwari zvekuti ivo vangatoda kuti ndarwara regedzai ndinotsvaga rubatsiro. Uye vamwe vanhu haukwanisi kuona nemaziso kuti uyu munhu ane chirwere akatakura utachiwana uhu. Saka naizvozvo nzira huru ndeyekuti vanhu vasarambe vachisangana, uye kana munhu ukabuda uchienda kungava kuchitoro, kungava kunofamba kuti utwasanudze makumbo, zvakakosha chaizvo kuti usaende padyo neumwe munhu, nokuti hauzive kuti munhu waurikusangana naye ane utachiona here kana kuti haana. Saka ngati maintainei safe distance yari kunzi 6 feet, which is about 2 meters, pakati pevanhu vaviri vega vega. Izvozvo zvinobatsira zvikuru kwazvo. Uyewo chimwe chinhu chakakosha, nyika dziri kubudirira ngadzikumbire vanokwanisa kudzipa rubatsiro kana kuti dzikwanise kutsvaga makits ekutesta vanhu, nokuti kana tikatesta vanhu vakawanda tinobva taziva kuti utachiona huri kuramba huchitenderera kunzvimbo dzipi. Vanhu ivavo voitwa kuti vane utachiona vasasanganiswa nevasina. Ndo nzira ingatibatsira kunyanyanya takatarisa senyika yakaita yedu yeZimbabwe.
Kunjalo Chonga, siyabona kune vantu vanengi sivili avasitumezela imilayezo yavo kuWhatsApp. Kodwa ke esingakutshela abantu ukuthi leyi yi-pre-recorded show, ngakho ke ukuthi lingene kuhlelo lisithumezele sibili ama-WhatsApp messages enu khonapha ke ku-Studio 7. Nginesizama ukwenza ukuthi siwavule siwadlale khonapha emoyeni. So ke thumezani khona manje ama-message lawo sibone ukuthi singasebenza njani sisonkeni. So ke ngiyabona ke Jonga ukuthi abantu sibili bayasilandela okunye okumangalisayo. So ke siyabona nodokotela kungani sebuyile. So sicela udokotela xa esizwa ukuthi afake ikamera yakhe ngendlela esimbona ngayo, kumbe ngodokotela kumbe ngumama kunangale ke ose-London. So ke sicela ukwazi ukuthi esilayo khonapha echingwa nombani.
Hello.
Dala.
Yes. Ndiyani apo?
Mary lo. Mary Matewele, kunjani mama?
Ngiphilile, ninjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Sesilawe futhi nje khonapha ukuthi sixoxe lawe okwezizuzwana nje emlutshwane. So the gentleman and the lady Mary lost her dad in London. So she will tell us a bit about who her father was and what's going on right now. So Mary, welcome to the program, and we are sorry about what happened to you in terms of the family, you know, losing a dad. That's the most difficult thing that can happen to a family. So now tell us the name of your father and what happened to him.
My father's name was Dr. Paul Obvious Matewele. He lived in London. He worked in the Metropolitan University, and he was a microbiologist. He was taken ill to hospital on Friday, early hours of the morning, and upon arrival at the hospital, he tested positive for the virus, and he had some underlying health issues, and he had fluid in his lungs. So he was transferred to another hospital where they had his fluid drained and then transferred back to Barnet Hospital. He was on a ventilator and IV. He had an infection and they treated him with antibiotics, but they seemed not to be working. And his immune system wasn't fighting off the virus as well. So the doctors couldn't do much about it apart from, you know, stabilizing him and giving him some painkillers. This went on till yesterday morning, where he passed away sadly. And as the family, his other son, William, is in... is still in the house, quarantined. We don't know what's going to happen at the moment because they meant to come and test him and fumigate the house. That hasn't happened. And we don't know what's happening with his body as well because we have to wait for the hospital to actually call us to let us know what happens next. So at the present moment, this is what's happening. Everyone is, you know, in pain. We mourn in our dead, and so many questions from relatives back home. We've got no answers, really. So it is quite a sad time for everyone. That's all I can say for now. Yes.
Yes.
So,
sorry to hear that.
Yes. Now I'm coming in Sindebele. Yes.
Okwamanje akula kwenzakalayo silindele ohulumende ukuthi besitshele ukuthi what happens now regarding isidumbu. So it's just a waiting, you know, ukulinda nje sizwe ukuthi kwenzakalayo.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke uthi sizwe Junga ungangena khona.
Yes, can you tell us whether Dr. Matwele had any underlying conditions? Because we understand that this affects a lot of people who have underlying conditions.
Yes, he did. He suffered two strokes last year, and he was diabetic at the same time. So, yes, he had a few things going on with them. Yes, yes, we did have.
Sorry to hear about that. Gibbs?
Yes.
Yeah, so, yes.
I think we are joined by Dr. Rudolph Gumbo now, Gibbs.
Yes.
I don't know what happened. She disappeared, but we are trying to bring her onto the show.
Yeah, hopefully we are
going to. And then, Dr. Guni, please do stay on the standby side. We'll come back to you. I think we are joined by Dr. Gumbo. Welcome to our show, Gibbs.
Dr. Gumbo, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you.
Yes, tell us a little bit about what is going on in Zimbabwe. We see that people are still on lockdown, and you're on lockdown too, or you're busy, you know, going to the hospital and helping people. So what's going on in terms of what you're doing these days and how you see the situation there?
So basically, we've got rosters in the hospital. I only go to work when necessary, but I'm basically at home when I'm not at work.
So now, looking at people there, do they now understand what COVID-19 is all about? In terms of interaction, in terms of social distancing, you know, and all these kind of things, as far as you have been observing?
Well, you see, people worry about the economic, the social impact, which is the hunger. So it's very difficult for me to comment on that. But I think there are people who are really serious about practicing social distancing and the hygiene. And then there's some people, you know, there's special people in the world. They remain special.
So now, what do you do in order to help Zimbabwean citizens? You know, we've been seeing a lot of videos that you are
given to the media, and it seems as if this is helping a lot. And recently you are showing people how to use, you know, some masks and all those kind of things. I tried it myself, and I was almost losing my breath, you know. So how best can somebody, you know, like me, use it?
You tried it too much.
Yeah.
You tried it too tight, Gibson.
Yeah, maybe that's the
Don't suffocate yourself.
So, doctor, tell us, how do you do that, you know?
Well, the best thing, I mean, for us in Africa, being a low resource set up centers, I mean, generalized in Africa, the best is prevention. Prevention and prevention. That's all we can do. That's the honest truth. Prevention and prevention. So it might be uncomfortable, it might be whatever, but we, the, our greatest tool and hope is on prevention.
Yes, lapha lapha uthengisa abantu okuthiyeneyo uzenzela ngokwakho njalo abantu bayabonga kakhulu ngakhona okwenzayo so ke akutshela abantu sibili ukuthi ubenzelani njalo kuyini okwenza ukuthi ugcine ukwenza konke lokho
into ekhona ukuthi nje njengoba lizazelithi thina sisidonsela nzima igciwane leli vele belona lingakafiki kwelakithi besizidubekele esibhedlela izinto eziningi zisilela. So okuqhakathekileyo thina ukuthi nje silinqobe lelo gcikwane ukuthi sisime ngokuzivikela ukuthi vele singalibambi lele gcikwane ngoba kuyaboneka even okwenzakala kwele America, kwele Italy ukuthi lo mkhuhlane ufuna abantu abalemchini emhlobo phezulu, ufuna imithi eminingi engathi esingaboni ukuthi singenelisa ukuyithola kuba ngathi nesilukulo njengelizwe nje elizidubekelayo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu jonga. There's a request from Mary Matewele. She had said she'll be here for only 10 minutes. So maybe you can call questions, then
okay,
we'll let her go.
You.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay.
So just one last question, Matewele.
Yes. So you said there is someone at the house?
Yes. My other brother is in the house, and my cousin as well. Yes.
How are they coping under this situation?
It's difficult, but we have to be strong. We have to be strong. We can't do anything, to be honest.
I know.
Do anything, yes. I mean, it's frustrating enough that, you know, you just lost your father and, you know, you're in the house, you can't move, you can't do anything. So you can imagine what, you know, he's going through, you know.
I know.
Yes.
Yes,
I'm sorry for your loss.
Yes, ngiphosela umbuzo wodwa. Singathi ke lina kwamanje limelele ukuthi lize ukuthi kuyahamba njani kumbe
kuyathola ukuthi kwenzakalani ngoba we have no control of anything really. Yeah, yeah. Ukuthi besitshele ukuthi sirelease nini isidumbu kuhanjwa njani konke khonokho ukuthi kuzenzakalani because siyakhona sesilindele bona ukuthi basitshele abomthetho.
Yeah, labo mama ekhaya khona ngale alikwazi ukuthi kuyahamba nje.
Hayi, wonke umuntu vele umatasatasa ngoba wonke umuntu kunje bavalelwe ezindlini so. Akula ukuthi nje sikwenze ekhaya ukuthi kuba nomhlangano, you know, and yes, that's it.
Hayi, siyakuzwa, sibongele kakhulu ungathina nokusasa mama usunga. So as I'm better than the sevens.
Okay, all right, thank you. Bye.
You're okay.
Welcome. Thank you. Gibbs, then we can bring back Dr. Guni. And Dr. Gumbo, Munota Ura.
Yes, Ndotaura, but not with my show is not the best, but I speak Ndotaura.
Ah, okay. Aiwa, munozva ndakaudzwa nemumwe zvikanzi kana wakanga waita haunzwe mutauro unenge usati wasvika panjodzi kana wasvika panjodzi unogona kuudzwa kuti zviri kunzi tiza unofapa. Yes, so ndofunga hangu ndingangobvunza kuti imi muri kuZimbabwe tiri kuona vanhu vari kunzi vagare kudzimba paite social distancing iri kutaurwai asi tinozovanawo mapicture ari kuiswa kumawhatsapp kune mamwe madandemutande
vanhu vakatsikirirana muzvitoro kunonzi kunenge kuine hupfu. Mapurisa tinoona achifamba achinzi asunga vanhu ivo pachezvavo haana magloves, haana mamaski nezvimwe zvakadaro. Tingati here vanhu vari kuteerera kurudziro yekuti vanhu vasafamba nekuparadzira chirwere ichi kana tichiona zvakadaro?
Challenge ripo kuti vanhu, you see, vanotora this whole disease in a different way. For someone, the most important thing is a bag of millimil, you see. So that's why we are growing big on the awareness. Once we talk of more of awareness, then people, vanhu vanozogona kunzwisisa dambudziko ratosvika muZimbabwe, because kuchiri nevame vanofunga kuti korona yacho haiwa ndaimbobati vanhu vatema. Vamwe havambonzwisisi kuti palockdown iyeye tinenge tichida kuti chiichoitika. Kune vamwe vaifunga kuti haiwa korona yakatangisa nemande, so paweekend yakafuura vachikwira mabhazi vachienda kumamisha. So ndodambudziko ratinaro. But kune vamwe vanonzwisisa, vari kunyatsoita zvavanogona kuita.
Ya, pakaipa.
So Dr. Kuni is back, I can see him there. So Dr. Kuni, we see that here in USA, you know, the number of people that are, you know, have got coronavirus is rising every day. So now social distancing is a big issue here. Is it working as far as you are concerned?
Yes, definitely social distancing is working. Let me reiterate the fact that the numbers that we are seeing are not people who are getting infected today or yesterday or 2 days ago. These are people who were infected sometime 2 weeks, 3 weeks back. But they are, again, like I said at the beginning, every country is playing catch up. We are all way behind the epidemic wave. And that means our testing capabilities are way behind the rate of with which the epidemic is spreading. Or the epidemic started spreading, for example, here in the United States. We know that the earliest cases probably occurred around January, but there was no testing here until the beginning of March, which means we're at least 6 weeks behind. And the numbers of that we are seeing, they will continue rising, but does not necessarily mean that we are getting new infections on a daily basis. Social distancing definitely does work. And you will see that in a week or so, we'll begin to see the numbers of new infections slightly slowing down as we reach the apex or the top of our bell curve. When we reach that stage, we will then know that we have stabilized the spread of the epidemic. What will be very important at that point is for us to ensure that people remain in lockdown. We do not release people out into public spaces again, because if that happens, we'll see a resurgence of new infections setting up again, and that will be a recipe for disaster. So, again, like my colleague in Zimbabwe has been reiterating, social distancing actually works. There's also something called public health education and health promotion, which is very critical for people to understand. And for us here in the United States, it's easier for people to understand how serious this is, because the people can now see the number of people who are getting infected is still going up. The number of people who are dying is still going up. And when people realize that actually people are dying, they will begin to take it seriously. Unfortunately for Zimbabwe and other developing nations, because they are way far behind in terms of their testing capabilities, they will begin to see people dying probably 3 weeks from now. Only then will the general population begin to take this very seriously. Unfortunately, by that time, a lot of people will have contracted COVID-19 and they will have continued to spread it. Again, let me reemphasize that in our setting back home in Zimbabwe, we see police officers, we see general public congregating in different places, in marketplaces, and especially police officers grouping people all together. That's a recipe for disaster. The government should ensure that our law enforcement officers, our public health practitioners are well protected. They're putting on personal protective clothing and they are separating individuals. It doesn't make sense for people, the police, to try and enforce a lockdown by bringing people together, because it just takes one person who is infected to start infecting 2, 3, 4, 5 people, and that's how the infection spreads. So we need to ensure that there's proper public health education and health promotion, especially on our law enforcement officers, because what we are seeing on these videos, if it's true, then we are headed for a disaster in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. I think we are joined by another guest. That's Miss Priscilla Tsitsimandara, who is in Indiana. As I said, she was tested on the 24th of March, and she got her results on the 27th of March, and they happened to be positive, and she was confirmed COVID-19 positive, and she's on the show now. Maybe I can just bring her in and temporarily put Dr. Gumbo on the side, so that Ms. Mandara can explain to us what happened. Dr. Gumbo, please do stay on the phone. And hello?
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
No, we are doing fine. Thank you for joining us, and we wish you a very quick recovery.
Thank you.
Yes, Gibbs and Dr. Guni. That's Ms. Tsitsimandara. Vakaenda kunoongororwa musi wa 24 March mushure mekunge vaonzwa miri yavakuti inenge isiri kuita zvakanaka. Saka vaenda kunoongororwa vakazonotora maresults avo musi wa 27 March vakaudzwa kunzi vanga vari positive coronavirus. Saka kubva ipapo kusvika iye zvino vanga vangori muquarantine. Maybe you can start by explaining to us what happened, what led you to having that test in the first place.
Yeah, so when I started, I thought, you know, sometimes when you work in the health field and you know you've been exposed to someone with suspected coronavirus, you start feeling the symptoms, and sometimes it's just psychological. So for 2 days, I was just like, maybe I'm having just a cold. And then the day I went to work, we're supposed to do virtual visits. So that's when I felt like, my body is not wanting me to be here. You know, severe headaches, severe fatigue, and just not feeling well. So I decided to go back home. Mm-hmm.
So now, yes, looking at the way things happened to you, what did you experience? And at what stage did you think, now this is the thing, you know? Tell us a bit about that.
So since from other colleagues, we had seen atypical symptoms like that we didn't expect to be coronavirus. Like I said, postnasal drip. Another MD went and tested, and she was positive. So we're just suspecting any little symptom you feel if you are, you know, exposed knowingly or unknowingly, especially if you're in the health field, just go get tested. Thankfully, in Indiana, Eli Lilly had started testing, you know, the drive-through testing, so it wasn't hard for me to go for a testing. I called in the evening, and the next day I was already tested, and in 2 days I had my test, my results.
So what did you experience exactly? Can you describe exactly how this thing hits a person, you know?
Like exactly how I was feeling?
Yes, yes.
So for 2 days, it was like, you know, nagging headache, you know, that was frontal, especially to the left side. Like, you cannot shake it off with Tylenol, ibuprofen at that time. And then I started having, I don't know, people from Zimbabwe, if you've suffered from malaria, it felt like your joints were just like, every joint was paining me, even under my feet. And a muscle ache, I would say it was muscular, it wasn't like backache, but it was all my muscles on the back, you know, and then extreme fatigue, no matter how many hours I slept, I didn't feel rested. And I didn't have coughing, I didn't have fever, I didn't have nausea, vomiting, all that, all the other symptoms typical COVID-19 patients are having. I was just having weird ones. I thought I had malaria, honestly, and you know, here they say there's no malaria. But then when I tested, my symptoms got worse. I don't know if it was because now I knew I had COVID, or it was the progression of the, you know, of the disease process.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Guni, maybe you want to throw a question to Ms. Mandara? Or you want to add something?
Sure, I just wanted to check with Ms. Mandara. So are you now isolated at home, or did you seek medical intervention at a medical facility, or they simply ask you to stay at home and monitor you from there?
Yeah, they are quarantined for 14 days, actually 15 days. So right now I'm alone. When there are people, like, I mean, I'm alone. People are in their rooms or downstairs or in the basement. So I'm typically alone because I have a 73-year-old father who's here. And when I started having symptoms, I was just cleaning with bleach and wiping surfaces. Even everywhere I touch, I'll touch with gloves and wipe my fridge, my microwave. Anyway, I know my dad, especially, I was really worried about him. Out wife, so he's been okay so far. Everybody here has been okay. It's been like today's my 16th day, so and my symptoms are better.
Well, we wish you all the best. And following Mr. Gibbs' question, I just wanted to emphasize that what you are hearing here is a good indication of what testing does, the importance of testing. Like she was explaining that she went to a drive-through testing facility and she got tested and her results were out, I think, within 48 hours?
Yes.
So it's, again, very important for our country, Zimbabwe in particular, to start investing on getting testing kits. Here in the U.S., one of the reasons why we are beginning to see higher numbers of tested people on a daily basis, it's because we have improved on testing. We are no longer waiting for 7 days. We are no longer waiting for 48 days. We now have what's called POC testing, which is point of care testing. Mm-hmm. And those testing kits can give you a positive result within 2 minutes. And if your result is negative, you can get those results within about 15 minutes. So, again, testing is a crucial element of our mitigation in this epidemic.
Thank you, Dr. Kuni. Let me bring in Dr.
Let me pose a question to our sister there. So, now, are you communicating with people back home and people in the diaspora about what you are facing? And, you know, at the end of the day, does it mean that you didn't have PPEs in terms of protecting yourself? Only those questions.
So communicating, I'll start with the first one. Communicating with people back home is just my family. I'm not really an extrovert like that. And I would like to thank Mr. Jonga. Probably my story will help one or two people. And PPEs, you remember, I don't know, like end of mid-February, it was really, really running out, and it was backlog. You know, when we order, we were not getting them on time, so sometimes we'd use one the whole day, and you know, that's not encouraged. And there was a mix up of information. Surgical masks are not helpful, you need an N95, so nobody really knows. But we did have minimum protection. I was in the urgent care, I wasn't really like in the ED.
Now, there's a question from a gentleman, Rizai Ruzito. He says, here's the question, what did she do for her to recover? Any medication? That's the question.
I just did Tylenol, and like I said, I experienced a little bit of nasal congestion and sinus pain, so I did expectorants. I did Mucinex, DM, sometimes I'll do NyQuil to help me sleep, so anything with an expectorant and Kunatira and Shona steaming, I guess, really helped me because you'd feel the drainage. That helped me, nothing else.
No chloroquine, whatever you call it?
No.
Does it work? Does chloroquine work?
Can you respond?
Yes.
So, two things. So the hydrochloroquine question and the ZPEC question is still an unknown. Let us be clear about that. The study that is being referred to, which happened in China, was a very, very small study. It was a very controlled small study.
Connection there. Sorry for that.
Yes, we can still hear them.
Okay. So the study in China.
Gun is talking, so can hear him.
Gibbs, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We are still talking. Everyone can hear you, Jonga. Let me continue with them.
Yes.
I think you'll come back again. So, Gun, you're saying something about the study, right?
So, the hydrochloric... Oh, my goodness.
No, I think Jonga, just be on standby there. Let me be talking to them. And I think you...
Okay, let me go on standby. Let me go on standby. Then I bring in Dr. Gumba.
That's right. That's right. So Dr. Kuni, continue there.
So the hydrochloroquine study was a very small controlled study. It had like something like 67 people. Mm-hmm. So statistically, it's very insignificant. And it only tested people who had no underlying conditions. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's statistically insignificant for us to draw any conclusions. Mm-hmm. However, we know that in vitro, that is in a test tube, we know that hydrochloroquine has shown some positive indications that it could work if it combined with the ZPEC formulary. But it has never been tested on a wider scale, on a randomized scale, in vivo or in human beings. So what we need to do now is to ensure that there are randomized studies, which are well-structured studies, which will give us indicative data, and only then can we reach a reasonable conclusion as to whether or not it will help us or not. Right now, it's misleading for anyone to say hydrochloroquine and ZPEC combination is indeed a formula that can be used to effectively deal with the complications of COVID-19 or to say it has a direct bearing on the virus itself.
Yes, Yes.
For me, I like when I was like day five, I really felt sick. So I called my PCP and asked if he could, you know, prescribe it. I know like the previous doctor said, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
It's good. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There were no studies that were like authenticizing that it really works. So when I called him, I told him I'm from Africa and I've taken hydroxychloroquine before and I took it with no, you know, side effects, but he said, oh my, no, it's causing a lot of side effects, you know, Q-tip prolongation and yes. Z-pack does the same too, so it's a challenge. So most doctors are really careful to prescribe that. He told me, if you get that bad to where you go to the hospital, then you can be monitored and I can do that. So he kind of refused and I just thought, since I'm still breathing, I'll just hang in there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, sister. And take care of yourself, and we'll bring you again next time. Thank you so much.
Nice meeting you guys.
Okay, you can cut from there. Let's go to our Dr. Kumbo. So, Dr. Kumbo, we are hearing all these issues concerning, you know, hydrochloroquine and all these kind of things. In Zimbabwe, is there any way that maybe you guys are experimenting with such things? I'm not saying this is official. This is your side of the story.
Well, I'm an anesthetist, so basically we are working on the drills, working with what we have in the country. So when we get to intubating these patients, that's what we're working on. I am not into the drugs and all that, so I'm not privy to comment on that. But yes, we are practicing, yes. We're working with what we can.
Yeah,
Yes, I just wanted to throw this question before I forget. There is someone who is asking either Dr. Gumbo or Dr. Guni about Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He was diagnosed self-quarantined.
There's something wrong with Mr. Jonga's connection.
Oh, yes. Sorry, Jonga, they cannot hear you. So
Let me forward the question to you, Gibbs.
Yes, then I'll pause it. So, okay. Going forward right now, Dr. Kumbo, ngasikhangela ke khona ngapho eZimbabwe siyabona ukuthi ikhona okuneke ongazani kuyahlupa. Okunye kwangkhona okuhluphayo ukuthi abantu babulaya indlala, into ezinjalo. So ke i-social distancing leyi abantu bengenzani ukwenza ukuthi bagcine ngxa beyizama beyisondelela kancane.
I see. Lapha lo kawusini imbuzo ongathona usithi nasitshoni sikhwathaza igciwane likhona, igciwane liyabulala. So abantu abafanelanga bezame, abantu kufanele benze into ekhona njengoba libona okwenzakala kwela America. I know kulaba iningi kahle icabanga ukuthi igciwane lelali alibambi thina abansundu, nxa lingakhangela kulapho okugcwele khona abansundu kubonakele ukuthi hayi igciwane livamile kulo. Njalo libamba futhi lamadoda bebuye bebhubhi. So okukhona manje ukuthi abantu sofanele sizazele ukhethe wena okufunayo.
Yes, I was according to Dr. Kumbo. So the question that Chonga was posing is that, you know, people are saying that Prime Minister Boris Johnson was on self-quarantine after he was diagnosed. And now he's in the ICU. Eh? So he says, what causes that? And then the other issue is, should people worry that quarantining does not always help? That's the question. So, Guni, first.
Well, let me start with your last question. People should adhere to public health officials' messages. Quarantine does help. And let me also bring in an element that we do not generally put out in public. About 80%, 70 to 80% of people who are going to contract this virus are going to survive without any significant medical intervention. Okay? So even if you are infected, if you remain asymptomatic and you're not feeling that there is labored breathing or there are problems with your respiratory system, and if your doctors are monitoring you and they tell you to isolate at home, just keep in touch with them, listen to their advice, and follow that advice. But the majority of people will survive on their own. The body will be able to produce antibodies and fight off the virus, and people will survive. The mortality rate for this epidemic is still at plus or minus 1% globally. So not everyone is going to die when they get it, but listen to the advice, because we have a lot of people that are vulnerable, especially the elderly and people with underlying conditions. People with pre-existing conditions are most vulnerable to the coronavirus. And going to the question for the Prime Minister, we don't have much detail. We also don't have any background on his medical conditions or his pre-existing conditions, if he has any. To our understanding, he was taken to the hospital as a precautionary measure, because at day 10, from the studies that we are conducting, we have noted that from day 10 onwards, that's when you start seeing complications of the lower respiratory system. That's when you start getting people complaining about labored breathing, and you start seeing people with fluid accumulating in their lungs. So I think from what we understand, he was taken to the hospital as a precautionary measure. And even though he's in the ICU, he's getting oxygen breathing assistance, but he's not on a ventilator, which is a good indicator by itself. And he's still very young. He's only 55. So the likelihood that he will survive is much higher than someone, say, who is 70 or 80 years old. However, again, let me emphasize, we don't have information about his other possible underlying conditions. And if he has underlying conditions, that could exacerbate the impact of the complications of the COVID-19.
Yes,
and probably
yes.
That's the reason why they're keeping him there.
Dr. Kumbo?
Hello, Yebo?
Yes, Dr. Kumbo, on the same issue, should people worry that quarantining does not always help?
Quarantine does help. The thing is, if you don't stay at home, then you'll say it doesn't work. But imagine, I'll look at it from Zimbabwe's perspective. I've tested positive. I go onto a Zupco bus, there's 72 people in there. I'm coughing, I'm sniffling. We're going to Kwazana. On the way, people are dropping at each and every bus stop. I've infected, let's say, half of the bus, I'll just say 30 people. They go to their homes. They infect another 100. This is in one day. We've got how many hospitals in Zimbabwe? It's even very difficult to fathom how we'd deal with such. So for us, quarantine is the solution for Zimbabwe. There's no question about it. That is what we have to do.
Yeah, kono kuke sipinde sikhuluma ngesindebele ukuthi kambe Dr. Kumbu wena ngombono wakho ubona ngani ukuquarantine kuyasebenza yini? Kumbe vela kusebenza. Abantu bayakhala lapha kulombuzo wena le ufaka ngujongo ukuthi
Quarantine yinto kuphela yilo yiso sodwa iweapon esingabe silalo thina ilizwe elizidubekelayo ngoba ngiphumbonisa umboniselo ukuthi kuyafana na mina ngisuke esibhedlela ngikhwehlela ngibanjelelo gcikwane ngigade uzukho phakathi kwalo uzukho kumbe siyabe singamaa ngibanga sengimina umuntu oyi1 sengiqwalisa igciwane ebantwini amathumi amabili asitho nje izibhedlela zethu vele ziyazidubekela akulanto eningi esingayenza liyazitho eminye imithi ekhulunywayo vele labekiza zethu thina kwelakithi ezimbabwe kasilayo le mithi lalawo maventilator akhulunywayo vele siyasilela ezintweni eziningi so thina kufanele siqine ngequarantine siqine ngakugeza izandla siqine ngendlela zonke uthi vele wena ungalibambi lelo gciwane
ye kodwa nxa sokukhulunywa ngokugeza izandla abantu bathi amanzi ayasilela so ngani kuyahlupha kancane khonokho ukubona njani
yes
into eqakathekileyo wena zazela impilo yakho ngakhuluma kulebanga engangakhuluma ukuthi uhulumende wempilo yakho nguwe nxa wena uzazela lapha omi khona uzabona indlela yokuthi ukwenze kukusebenzele ngoba ungekele ukukwenza khonokho hhayi uzaba phakathi kwecaskate lapha angikhulumi ngifanisela igciwane likhona igciwane liyabulala
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke thank you so much jonga can you hear us now
Yes, I can hear you now. Can you hear me well?
Yes, we can. Quiet.
Yes. Dr. Gwini, maybe I can throw this question to you or to Dr. Kumbo, but maybe she needs to breathe first. Dr. Gwini, we have heard some experts saying that the coronavirus, the virus can live for up to 3 weeks in the refrigerator and people are being
quiet.
Okay, so he says he can't hear you. So what Jonga is asking is, you know, coronavirus is said to be, you know, mutating as things go, you know. Like, it can stay in the refrigerator for some time, you know. So, have you heard that? And if that's the case, what should people do?
Well, it's very simple. So, when you receive groceries, so when you bring anything from outside, the first thing you need to do is to disinfect. Disinfect everything that you bring in, especially items that you're going to put in the refrigerator. We know from previous studies of the SARS virus that the SARS virus could survive in a refrigerator where temperatures that are 40 degrees and below for up to 28 days. So if you bring anything from outside, make sure you disinfect it before you use it. Even a letter that you get from your letterbox, disinfect it before you can open it or before you can use it. And wash your hands immediately after that. Wash your hands every time you can. Here's another thing as well. We all go out to exercise and make sure that we stay fit and we are working around. When you come back, it's what I personally do. I have a spray gun that I keep at my doorstep. So when I come back from my walk, I disinfect my shoes. I immediately go and wash my hands. I know that I haven't touched anybody, but we know that especially here in the United States, we have people, we have a culture of spitting everywhere on the surface. And if you step on that surface, and there is potential that you could actually carry the virus that way. And as you remove your shoes, you could potentially, you know, contract the virus and you end up touching your face or you end up touching other surfaces that may further expose you and your loved ones. So it's very, very important that anything that comes outside of your house must be disinfected before you can use it. And remember, wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Yes.
Dr. Kumbo, your last word?
Yes. Your last word, Dr. Kumbo?
Mina may engakutshela uZulu ukuthi thina singaze sigijimisa ama-statistics sigijimiseni. Okuqakathekile ukuthi thina singabi i-statistics ngoba vele thina igcikwane asizi.